This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so if you're leading a team, maybe running a business, you definitely feel that pressure, right? You need information fast and you need it to actually work, especially when we talk about digital marketing stuff that can feel, well, a bit foggy.
Uh-huh. Vague promises.
Exactly. And today we're diving into search engine optimization, SEO. It's got this reputation sometimes for being based more on hope than hard numbers.
Yeah, it's often seen as this kind of faith-based spend, which executives understandably get frustrated with.
So we're digging into some source material from Janice Ramos today. She really tackles this head on.
She does. She's built this framework around something called the SEO ROI calculator. The whole point is to shift SEO away from just, you know, hopeful guesses.
Get your ranking someday.
Right? Towards something strategic, measurable, a predictable system, really.
And our mission here is to unpack how she suggests doing that. How do you actually prove the value, the quantifiable value, to, let's face it, often skeptical CEOs, and in just 90 days?
Yeah, that 90-day claim is bold.
It really is. Yeah. We need to get past, we tweaked your keywords,
yeah,
and get to, here's the revenue we project this will generate.
And that's the core issue Ramos points out. You have leaders focused on monthly revenue, on forecast accuracy. They just don't have patience for these really long-term SEO promises based on abstract stuff.
Like brand awareness. Important, maybe, but hard to bank.
Exactly. They need a predictable way to get leads, something that shows a clear, measurable return on the money they're putting in.
Okay, let's talk about that perception problem first.
Mm-hmm.
Why does SEO have this reputation historically of being kind of a black box?
Well, I think a lot of it boils down to a translation issue. You've got the technical folks talking rankings, authority, traffic.
Metrics the CEO doesn't necessarily track day to day.
Right. The CEO is thinking cash flow, customer acquisition cost, profit, and the sources, Ramos's work here, it's pretty clear. The issue isn't usually that SEO doesn't work, it's that practitioners often fail to connect the dots.
Connect their activities to the actual bottom line.
Precisely, to the company's financial model.
Yeah, I can see that. If you're asking for budget next quarter and all you can promise is more traffic, well, that's going to need some resistance.
Of course, because traffic on its own doesn't pay the bills, does it? It's a vanity metric if those visitors aren't converting, aren't actually driving revenue.
So the whole conversation needs to shift.
Absolutely. It's not about these fuzzy goals anymore. It's about concrete business results. Specifically, how do we generate a predictable number of good, qualified leads?
At a cost, that makes sense.
Yes. And that predictability, that's everything to the executive team. That's the value they understand immediately.
So if the old pitch isn't working, if leaders are tired of spending without a clear forecast, then this SEO ROI calculator must be the answer.
It's positioned as the essential tool, yeah. It's designed to be the engine that turns those SEO indicators like rankings or traffic into actual revenue projections, quantifiable ones.
Okay, so it reframes SEO. Less the cost center, maybe?
And more like a measurable financial lever you can actually pull. That's the goal.
All right, let's get into the weeds. How does it work? The methodology and the source material seems really structured, which is great if you're trying to learn this. It's broken down into three clear steps. Starts with the foundation. Baseline data.
Yeah, pillar one is foundational. You can't skip it.
Yeah.
Establishing the financial baseline. You simply can't project a return if you don't know what a win is worth right now financially.
Okay, so what data is non-negotiable?
Well, obviously you need your current organic traffic, that's standard, but then you need your existing conversion rate from that traffic. And here's the crucial part. You need internal financial data.
Like what specifically?
The average value of a lead, or even better, the customer lifetime value, the CLV. You need to know what a conversion is actually worth in dollars.
Okay. That immediately tells me we need to talk to different people. This isn't just a marketing conversation anymore.
Absolutely not. You need to be talking to finance, maybe sales ops, to get those critical numbers.
Because without that.
Without that baseline financial data, the calculator is just spitting out numbers based on assumptions. It's guesswork. If you know your organic traffic converts at, say, 2% and the average customer value is $1,500, that's your starting point. It grounds everything in business reality.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, pillar two, the 90-day plan and measurable milestones. Now, this is where it gets interesting, that 90-day promise. It sounds really aggressive.
It is aggressive.
Because, you know, experienced marketers know significant SEO changes, building authority, That can take a lot longer than 3 months. Mm-hmm. How does the source account for that? The speed needed?
That tight timeline forces a really radical shift in priorities. You simply don't have time to wait for brand new content to slowly climb the ranks.
So what do you focus on?
The strategy is all about high impact, low latency activities, things that can move the needle relatively quickly. The source highlights three key areas.
Okay, lay them out for us. What gives you that fast lift?
First is optimizing pages that are already performing pretty well, your existing top performers.
So pages already ranking, but maybe not top three.
Exactly. Maybe they're sitting at position 4, 5, 6, 7. You focus effort there, pushing them into the top three spots.
Why is it faster?
Because you're leveraging the authority and link equity those pages already have. It's much quicker to improve an existing recognized page than to get a brand new one ranking from scratch.
Okay, makes sense. Targeting the near wins. What about the technical side? Improving technical health sounds like it could be a huge, long project.
It can be, but in this 90-day model, it has to be ruthlessly focused. You're not doing a massive site-wide audit.
No, what then?
You focus technical improvements, like Core Web Vitals fixes, only on the pages that directly drive revenue.
Like product pages or lead forms.
Or the checkout process, exactly.
Mm.
And you measure the success not by some generic site speed score, but by whether the conversion rate on those specific pages goes up.
Ah, so the technical fix is directly tied to a measurable financial outcome.
It has to be. It's not just ticking a technical box. It's pulling a lever that should increase conversions.
That's a key difference. Okay, what's the third area?
A really targeted keyword strategy. You zero in on high-value keywords that show strong commercial intent.
Meaning keywords people use when they're close to buying.
Yes, lower funnel terms. Things like request a, quote, buy now, specific product models. You want to ensure that any traffic increase you project is actually qualified traffic, likely to convert.
Okay, so super focused execution across existing content, key technical fixes, and high intent keywords. That's the 90-day push.
Right. And the output of that focused work is a projection, a tangible projected increase in organic traffic and ideally an improvement in the conversion rate for that traffic.
Which leads us right into the final pillar, step three, the ROI calculation. This is where you connect that projected improvement back to the money.
This is the payoff. This is the moment of truth for that skeptical CEO you mentioned.
How does it work?
You take those projected increases from the 90-day plan, the extra traffic, the better conversion rate, and you plug them back into that baseline financial data you established in step one.
Back into the average customer value.
Exactly. And the calculator then does the math.
And what it spits out isn't just more traffic. It's
a forecasted profit and loss for that specific SEO investment. A clear revenue forecast.
Wow.
A specific forecasted number of new qualified leads, and crucially, the projected return on investment, the ROI, for what you spent in those 90 days.
Okay, that's synthesis. That cuts through the usual SEO jargon, doesn't
it? Absolutely. It gets rid of the fluffy metrics and gives the executive suite the clear, data-driven answer they've been asking for. And if you think about the bigger picture, the strategic implication here for you, the listener, the real value this calculator approach delivers isn't just one good quarter, it's establishing predictability.
Ah, that word again, predictability.
The source material really hammers this point home. For companies trying to scale, one of the biggest roadblocks, one of the major pain points for CEOs is not having a predictable lead generation system.
Yeah, you can't really plan effectively, can you? Can't scale operations or allocate capital confidently if your main customer acquisition channel feels like guesswork or if it relies on volatile paid ads.
Exactly right. But when an executive can start to model growth based on a system that measurably turns investment into leads, well, that changes everything.
So using this calculator framework isn't just about buying SEO services anymore.
No. The idea is you're investing in a system, maybe even a machine, that converts capital into a predictable volume of leads and ultimately revenue.
Which reduces reliance on less dependable channels, like referrals maybe.
Could be referrals, could be cutting down on super expensive, highly competitive paid search terms. It gives you more control.
So essentially, you're trying to turn SEO from this kind of nebulous marketing expense
into a measurable business asset, something you can budget for, plan around, and rely on for growth.
It lets the business scale with more confidence.
It really does. And it lets the CEO look at the digital marketing spend with the same kind of rigorous analysis they'd apply to, I don't know, buying new equipment or investing in major software.
It forces that accountability,
right.
Moves the conversation away from just technical details.
And puts it squarely on financial contribution. What's the return?
And I guess thinking longer term, If that first 90 days proves successful,
then the model suggests you can scale it predictably. The executive can start to see, okay, if we put in $6, the system reliably generates Y leads and Z projected revenue. That's powerful for planning. Hashtag, tag, tag, outro.
So let's wrap this up. What's the big takeaway here from Ramos's work on this? It feels like the SEO ROI calculator is fundamentally trying to change the story, right?
I think so. It's about replacing those historically vague long-term hopes.
Trust us, it'll work eventually.
Exactly. Replacing that with a data-driven projection, one that directly links the investment you make to a forecast of new leads and actual revenue, all within a pretty tight, measurable time frame.
Right. Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you, our listener, to chew on as you build out your own plans.
Yeah, if we accept this premise that a focused, strategic 90-day SEO effort can reliably forecast leads and revenue, well, how does that change how we think about the risk of investing in digital marketing?
Compared to maybe more traditional channels where measurement is harder.
Perhaps. And what happens to the whole idea of long-term SEO if businesses start seeing it instead as just a series of these repeatable, predictable, short-term wins. Mm-hmm. Wins that build confidence and actually drive scaling.
Mm-hmm. Does long-term just become predictable short-term cycles? Interesting.
Something to think about.
Definitely something to mull over as you put together your next data-driven strategy. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.